0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Rangers are looking to progress in the Europa League away to Feyenoord. It's already underway. Celtic are through, but how much will Neil Lennon want to win the group? And Willie Collum's been named as the referee for next weekend's League Cup final. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Yeah, another big night for our top two, Gordon. European action, probably a bigger night for Rangers with Celtic already qualified, but no doubt Neil Lennon's side will want to top the group. But underway already in Rotterdam, a frantic start to the game. Rangers, got to say, given as good as they're getting here, and I fancy them to take something from this game, whether it'll be 3 points or 1 point, I'm not so sure, but the way they've played in Europe, especially away from home, they're definitely capable of taking something from this.
Yeah, it's a good start to the game, good pace to the game, Gordon. It looks a terrific atmosphere there. Obviously, we'll hear from Andrew at half time. It looks like the fans are right on top of the players, which helps, I think, for atmosphere. But Rangers settled into this game the first 10 minutes really comfortably. Great chance with Ojo, I think it was there on the left-hand side. Tries to square it to Morelos, but just couldn't find him. But a good start to the game. I'm like Mark. I think that if Rangers can just sit in, make sure that they can hit in the counter, they've got players there with good pace, can open up defences, and they've got a guy that can score goals.
Now, there's been a big goal in Rangers' group, but it comes in the other game, and it's Young Boys 1, Porto 0. That is a significant goal from a Rangers perspective, because what that means is that Rangers can progress if they win or if they draw. Here's the scenario. We'll try and lay it out as simple as possible. If Rangers win tonight, Gordon, Mark, they need Porto to drop points. To guarantee it, to absolutely guarantee it tonight. If Rangers win tonight, they need Porto to drop points. If Rangers draw, any dropped points for Porto also sees Rangers through. And if Rangers lose, then it goes on to next week. So at the moment, it's Young Boys 1, Porto 0. So at the moment, that means a draw for Rangers will be enough, and of course a win would be enough as well. So that is a significant goal in the other game.
Yeah, looking good so far. No doubt Steven Gerrard will want to come off this pitch tonight with the news that he's qualified, no matter how he does it, with a win or a draw, because with the amount of games coming up in December, I think it does make a difference. You know, going into that last game, feeling relaxed, can rest some players, rotate them, like Neil Lennon has the luxury of doing, I think makes a difference. But they've still got a long way to go. We're only 10 minutes in both games, but as I say, Rangers at the minute, you know, they look comfortable. They always look a threat going forward, and it looks like it's going to be a frantic 90 minutes. Pace doesn't look like it's going to settle down.
Right, don't forget, usual rules apply. You can get in touch on the phones, 0141 951 1025, or you can tweet us. We're getting used to these Thursday nights by now. The kickoff times are a bit all over the place as far as we're concerned. But Rangers fans, what did you make of the team selection? What are you making of the game as it goes along? If you're shouting at the TV, why not come and shout at the radio? You can see it as some sort of therapy. You can get whatever is on your chest, get it off with the guys, let them know what you're making of the game. And Celtic fans, you've got the traditional build-up, 8 o'clock. Who should play tonight? Who shouldn't play? Do you think Neil Lennon will make a couple of changes, perhaps, because it's not a must-win game? Or does the fact that you could win the group mean that it will be pedal to the floor, all the big hitters playing? You tell us. 0141 951 1025. We will touch base with Alison, who's at Celtic Park, very soon. For anyone who is just joining us, Gordon, the Rangers team tonight, no real surprises, unless you care to disagree. Alan McGregor in goal, a back four of James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Philippe Hylander, and Borna Barisic, who makes it after a late fitness test. It's Ryan Jack, Glenn Kamara, Steve Davis, the midfield three, the width provided by Shea Ojo and Ryan Kent, and of course that man Alfredo Morelos. Any surprises for you?
Could have put up a case for Arfield, but I thought he'd have went with wingers tonight. Put up another case for Barker. But Ojo's the guy that got the goal at Ibrox, and he's been given the nod. The other 10 take care of their cell. I think it's a good balanced side. I think it's got pace in it, as I said, Gordon. It's got guys that can open up defences like Davis in the middle of Park, Kamara. And you're looking for Morelos to get you that goal as per normal. As we look at Dick Advocaat out there, I remember standing just looking at him.
Does he still bring you out in a cold sweat when you see him?
He had the same coat and everything. At least I've changed my style. And a terrible day. He got his tactics totally wrong against us. He scored 7, which I thought maybe it should have been 8 or 9. But he'll be desperate to put one over his own
team. I wish
team.
I knew you back then. I seriously do. He's sitting there. I wish I was at the game just watching you in the touchline.
Well, can you imagine? Can you imagine Dickie Advocate? Andre, stand on the ball.
Yeah.
Rub salt in this guy's wounds.
I won't mind getting beat 7 in a semi-final in Scottish Cup against Dick Advocaat and the multi-million players. But let me say, you have not finished breaking season yet, mate, so just calm your jets.
Mark, what about from your perspective? I think most of that picks itself. Maybe Shea Ojo, although funnily enough, one of his finest moments in a Rangers shirt came in the fixture at Ibrox between the sides earlier this season. But maybe over the piece, he's still got a bit of work to do to secure his spot in the starting 11.
I certainly think so. I think in the opening fixture, you know, he scores a goal. You're right what you say. It was probably his finest moment in a Rangers shirt. I thought he was going to opt for Barker tonight, just the same, you know, way he went. And Porto have that real raw pace that could drive you up the pitch, you know, turn defence into attack in a split setting. But look, he's went for Ojo, maybe more powerful than Barker, probably not as quick. But I mean, as I said just now, 14, 15 minutes in, Rangers are looking good just now. They've not been troubled much, so it's working at the minute. But it's whether they can keep up this tempo.
Am I right to say here, Mark, that the jury's still out in Ojo for you?
Because
I know you've come in a few times and, you know, you've criticised him for his performances. I think he's one of those players, you look at him, he's got everything in his locker, and sometimes he just doesn't affect a game, you know, the way he should. But I think tonight, I've got to say, Ojo, Barker, I would have probably went Ojo.
That's the main one for me with Ojo. The end product, I mean, he sometimes just drifts out a game. And guys, wingers can, like Kent and Barker will, but guys like Kent come to life, even if they're not having a good game, and produce something. I don't think Ojo does that enough. Look, there's still a long way to go to the end of the season. It might spark into life, but for me now, I still think he's got a lot to do.
Right, don't forget, as it stands, one of the favourite phrases on the show, Rangers are through as it stands, because Porto are losing against Young Boys. Rangers, as it stands, will get a point, and that would be enough tonight to see Steven Gerrard's men through. So that may change between now and 8 o'clock. Stay tuned and we'll try our best to keep the picture clear for you. 01419511025. Celtic fans, who should play tonight, who shouldn't? Get your calls in nice and early. Let's speak to Craig, who's a Rangers fan, just going to give us his thoughts on the opening exchanges. What have you made of it, Craig?
Yeah, how we doing, gents? I think, you know, nothing majorly worrying in the opening stages at all. I think, you know, I think Mark said it right, you know, we're giving as good as we're getting right now, and I think we're certainly capable of putting in a performance and getting a result here against Feyenoord. Don't get me wrong, I think there are differences to this game than when we beat them at Ibrox, obviously, when it is now at Rotterdam. But two, Dick Advocaat has seemingly steadied the ship at Feyenoord a wee bit, you know, since he took over. So I think they are probably a better outfit under him than they were. But we are more than capable of getting what we need. And this is the thing. I think the opportunity will present itself, because I don't think Porto will get anything for Young Boys. You know, they've not really stepped up the way I think a lot of people thought they would. You know, when this group was drawn, you know, immediately the big name for me was Porto. That was the one you thought, that's a worry. We've went and we've obviously been able to get through two matches with them without losing, and they just don't look like they're going to beat a Young Boys team who have been, to be honest, perfectly good so far. They've been brilliant. So, and I think it's important as well, because when you look at the week we've got coming up, you know, of course, Hearts at the weekend, it's always important to beat them, particularly after the disappointing result in the league the last time we played them. What we don't want to then do, get into next week in the Cup final, is have to overexert and overtire and play the strongest 11 possible, you know, to lay down everything, to worry about getting through. If you can get through tonight, you don't need to worry about anything else. That's done.
Craig, the only thing I'll say is, you said there about getting into the Cup final, overtired. That will never happen. Let me say right now, Doesn't matter. You could play a game every single day now until that cup final comes along. You'll never get overtired.
Is it not a nice option to have, though, that if you've got guys who are maybe just needing an extra rest?
No, what I'm saying, Gordon, is your biggest problem is maybe a couple of injuries. Because you walk out there a week on Sunday for, doesn't matter what you
top
play,
save from Alan McGregor, by the way.
Absolutely.
Just to keep Rangers in. Add a bit to that. Top maybe doesn't do it justice. A really, really great save from Alan McGregor to keep Rangers level in this one. It was a header down, looked as if it was going to pop up into the back of the net. He somehow sticks out a right hand and diverts it away. How good a save was that, Gordon?
It was top class. Top class. That's the kind of saves that gets you into the last 32, Gordon. That gets you, you know, away from home. Craig's right. I thought Rangers played well at Ibrox against this team. They've changed their manager. But when you go away from home, it doesn't matter who you've played and you've maybe won the first game, it's always difficult. And you need your back four, especially, to be strong. And you need your goalkeeper to be really strong. And let me say, that was an absolute sensational save.
Feyenoord putting on a bit of pressure at the moment, which might not be the best time to ask as they hit the side net. And Craig, I was wondering if that result in the other game, I don't think it's the type of match where it filters through to the players, but you're aware of it. You now know that Rangers only need a point. Do you feel like the pressure's lifted a little bit just as things stand?
Well, I think, I'm not sure the players will necessarily be aware, but no. I think it makes, as a fan watching it, you're almost less concerned. When you see that result, you know that it's very much within Rangers' hands and in their grasp. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, you know, they need a win, but it's another thing to say they just need to avoid losing. And thus far, away from home, other than against Young Boys, who, as I said, were very, very good, you know, they've been able to do that. So it definitely has an impact on how confident you feel. And the tiredness point, as I was saying, Gordon, you know, I think you're right. You know, you're always going to be up for that kind of game. Mm-hmm. But I think the issue is because Celtic, you know, Neil Lennon has all but said, you know, that he will rest players now in Europe, that, you know, which, you know, take from that what you will. For me personally, I can see why he's doing that. But also, if I'm him, why not try and top the group and actually get an easier, well, not easier, but get a more favourable fixture in the knockout stage. So that can backfire down the line. But, you know, they've already said they're going to do that. So you don't want to risk, you know, players maybe picking up an injury or a knock when you know that Celtic are not going to play their bigger players in those games midweek.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll find out. We can't be too far away from getting the Celtic team news. We will find out. We know some of them. Neil Lennon has mentioned a couple of names that will come in. Some of them are forced, though, as well, which you have to take into account. Just thinking about the early stages of this game, Mark, and reflecting on how Rangers have gone about it. We don't get time now because of the 6 o'clock kickoff or the 5 to 6 kickoff to really analyse the team beforehand. But just a man who's on the ball about to take a throw in, Borna Barisic. How much does it say about his recent progression that there's a real worry about the fact that he might not have made the game? He passed a late fitness test and he plays in the space of a couple of months. Yeah. He has improved to an extent where people are hanging on his fitness test, hoping that he makes it.
Well, we go back to when Rangers played St Mirren away from home and Barisic takes a free kick. We're in the studio and we're saying it's a fantastic free kick and that'll do his confidence the world of good because he's not really played and he's been in and out the side. And ever since that moment, I think he's made that position his own. He's just been the standout left back and others may have come in for an appearance here and there, but there's no doubt about it. The balance he brings to the Rangers side, having a natural left footer there, is for all to see. Especially these European games, a couple of the crosses he's put in, you know, at Porto, the assist at Young Boys as well for Morelos. You don't get that with a right footer playing at left back. And Rangers have struggled in that position for a wee while now, but he looks as steady as you'll get now. And like you say, when he's injured, it's a worry. He'll play, in my opinion, every big game from now to the end of the season for Rangers because he's shown he can handle the big games. And I think that was perhaps the worry with Steven Gerrard at the start, that could he trust him against Celtic? Could he trust him in Europe? I think now he can.
You've played against him and you've played in front of some top goalkeepers yourself. How good was that save from Alan McGregor? Because goalies sometimes don't get the same credit, or their big moments don't get looked upon in the same way. But that was
incredible because it's very close to him and his body's in front of him, and it's a reaction save. But he has to have the strength in his wrist as well to punch it up. they get a wee bit of break. I think actually the guy we're talking about, Barisic, does well off the rebound just to put the striker off, and he nods it against the bar. But a top save.
Craig, thank you very much for your call. It's 0141 951 1025. Let's go to Celtic Park and speak to Alison Conroy. We're a bit early for team news, Alison, but there's been a lot of speculation about, you know, whether Neil Lennon take the foot off the gas or not. One major sign of that would be if Odson Edouard wasn't to play, and I'm detecting some rumours that that might be the case. Can you shed any light?
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. We are hearing that he didn't train yesterday, but that wouldn't be too much of a surprise. The French media have been given a list of Celtic players. He is not on that list, but Hatem Abdelhamid's on it, Jozo Simonovic is on it, Johnny Hayes is on it. So there are injured players on that list. Odson Edouard is not on the list at all. So there's a bit of speculation about him. Obviously, the French media are here to see Odson Edouard as well tonight. So it remains to be seen. But if he doesn't play, it would be Lee Griffiths who would start, leaving no strikers on the bench unless Edouard is on the bench tonight. So a lot of questions about that. Ren are fielding a weakened team. The Ren manager didn't want to say a weakened team because that's disrespectful to the players that will play. But we're told four or five youngsters will start for the opposition tonight.
There we go, Mark Wilson. It's something that you had heard earlier on in the day. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be true. You only can really get final confirmation when that team sheet gets printed. But that was something you had been made aware of, possibly.
Yeah. Who told you?
You never reveal your sources.
No. I just heard.
You and the Alec are really tight. I think he's phoning each other.
You can't
hear
it. No, I did hear it earlier on. Surprised? Not really, because Celtic are in a position that, I mean, Edward's the main man. Griffiths is still trying to get his fitness. If anything had to happen to him in that game tonight with Celtic qualified, I mean, the fans would be going crazy, saying why was he risked? So I don't think it's a big surprise. You know, he's played a lot of games, give him the night off, and it's a chance, if it is Lee Griffiths, to come in and get a bit of valuable match fitness.
Well, still a bit of time to go before we find out if that is indeed the case. But Celtic fans, perfect window for you to get in touch and let us know who you do want to play tonight, who you don't think should be risked. How do you see the team lining up? Ultimately, how important is it for you that you go on and win this group? 0141 951 1025. Perfect time to call. We're going to get some travel with Amber.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. Getting you full compensation is their goal. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Gordon Duncan here, joining me, Gordon Dl and the Milk Tray Man tonight as well. Gordon,
no, sorry.
Just wondered what you make of Mark's get up this evening. I'm amazed that you've made it 25 minutes without mentioning it. So I thought I would. I could see the glint in your eye.
I kept looking, thinking, this isn't right. You're usually not a bad dresser, but what is going on tonight with you?
At least I've ironed. At least I've ironed my jumper, Gordon.
Got to break in my house and steal my medals and stuff like that.
Don't get that. Listen, don't get wrong. I think he looks quite sharp. It's just roasting in here, and I'm warm looking at him.
Not going to lie, pretty warm under.
It's one of those ones that they wear a bin bag to sweat the weight down. Look at his stadium.
The Milk Tray Man. Although to be fair, those in glass houses.
Oh, that's
exactly. He's got a jumper and a stripe.
Is that a jumper? Is that a shirt that's connected to the jumper, or are those separate items?
All separate.
Certainly lost the iron, whatever it is, because that big crease down the front, is that meant to be there?
No, it was my seatbelt, mate. I cannot believe. Get a photo of that on it. It's ridiculous.
I think I will. It'll be good fun when we play Jingle Balls later on. We'll get some good video footage for you. Celtic fans, this is a perfect time for you to get in touch, because we're at that stage in the night where we all speculate wildly about what the team is going to be, and you can join in. There are suggestions that maybe Odson Edouard won't feature tonight. If that's the case, how disappointed would you be? Or are you pretty relaxed, given that Celtic are already through to the next round? We know that Greg Taylor's going to play, Olivier Ncham's going to play. Who else should play? Celtic fans, get in touch right now. 0141 951 1025. And Rangers fans, I guess you'll be relatively happy with the way things are going. 31 and a half minutes gone in Rotterdam. Feyenoord 0, Rangers 0. A result, Gordon, which as it stands would send Rangers through to the next round. Porto losing against Young Boys.
Yeah, and I think that they'd be delighted with that, Gordon. Yeah, there have been one or two, say, half chances for Feyenoord, we've got to say. But I think Rangers on the ball look very composed. They look like they're a threat. They can create things. They've just got to make sure that, you know, they keep the back door shut, because they can't keep asking McGregor to make this quality save that he's just come out. It was absolutely top door, you've got to say. But I think just now, looking at the game, I think Rangers manager will be absolutely delighted.
I think they rode that wee bit of pressure. I think Fenner came into it middle of the half, put them under a wee bit of pressure, had the chance, had another chance right after that, and Rangers managed to see that out and have managed to kind of silence the crowd and play their way back into it.
We're watching it with no volume, and Mark knows that they've silenced the crowd. There is no end to this man's powers.
Unbelievable.
I looked from the pictures. I looked like they were going
I think
crazy,
that pole and neck strangling him as he's speaking.
You've just ruined the illusion, Gordon. The people think we're listening to there you go.
Oh, they're silent. The there you go.
The crowd are not silent anymore. It's Feyenoord 1 Rangers 0. It's a good finish into the bottom corner. Alan McGregor at full stretch. He made a top save earlier on, but he could not keep that one out. It's Feyenoord 1 Rangers 0. Now remember, if Rangers lose the game tonight, it will roll on to next week, no matter what happens. So as it stands, Rangers aren't going through tonight. Dick Advocat's happy. The Feyenoord fans are making noise again. I can hear them.
Yeah.
Listen, Gordon, just discard the last 30 seconds of what I said.
On a serious note, analyse the goal for us.
Well, it's great play actually for Feyenoord. Little 1-2 at the edge of the box. Probably if you're being critical of the Rangers back line not getting out quick enough, Barisic not getting close enough, takes a deflection, but still you need to try and get out and stop that shot quicker. So disappointing for Steven Gerrard.
I've got to say, so I totally agree with you there, but see if you look back at the goal, I think it's either Kamara or Rojo that ball watches and gets done with a 1-2. It's too easy. And obviously a bit unlucky for McGregor. It does come off the defender. But sometimes you ride your luck, and it's not happened so far. But look, don't count Rangers out. They've been in this position before. They've still got players that can go and hurt you, but they've got to make sure that the next goal, they get it, not the home side.
Yeah, I mean, Tornstra striking from the edge of the box actually didn't look like he caught it that well, but it's come off the knee of Hollander, and that's enough to just take it beyond Alan McGregor and into the back of the net. So a bit of work for Rangers to do then. We are building up to kickoff for Celtic as well. Gary McBride has sent us a tweet at Clyde SSB. He says, from a Celtic fan, I really do hope Rangers qualify. The inroads we've both made in terms of the coefficient this season has been brilliant. Hopefully we'll have an extra Champions League place in the near future. And that's true, although Celtic are through as well, it's not like it's job done. You get coefficient points for every result that you pick up. So, you know, the more wins, the more positive results,
I think
the merrier.
I think it's taken a while for rival fans to catch on to this, that, you know, if the opposition or your rivals do well, that it means an extra Champions League spot. And that's what we're wanting in Scotland. We want to see our top teams competing in the top competition. You know, Europa League's great when you get there and you get atmospheres like we're seeing tonight and in the past at Celtic Park, but the Champions League is where we want them. And if that means not actively wanting your rivals to win, but when they do win, seeing the positive side of it, then so be it.
Yeah, I don't think it's everyone's cup of tea, but listen, that's rivalry for you, that's okay. 01419511025, let's hear from you Celtic fans. I'm sure many of you are on your way to the game, so why not give us a call? Who do you want to see play tonight? Would you like to see any of the fringe players given a chance? Or do you want Neil Lennon to pick a strongest possible 11? Rumours circulating. It might just be the rumour mill, but rumours circulating that Odson Edouard won't start tonight. If that were to be the case, how disappointed would you be? 01419511025. Give us a call right now. Here's what the manager had to say.
If you win the group, you can avoid the Champions League third place teams that are coming into the competition, who, you know, could be anybody really, you know, the way the Champions League's going this year. So ideally, you know, in the last 32, you'd like to avoid that and maybe build some momentum going into the competition for the second half of the season. It would be great if we could beat 10 points and top the group for the first time, you know, in the last 20 years of the group stages in European football. So that would be a nice feather in another sort of milestone that this group has overcame. And that's a big incentive. The other incentive is it's a glamour game. You know, there's no pressure on us, but we will ask the players to perform at the level that we know they're capable of.
Bit of a strange one. It's a lovely position to be in. We don't have the luxury so often of Scottish teams being through with two games to go. What will the approach be like tonight?
To win the game, I think that's the best approach. We know that Alisson and we had the lad on Tuesday night, can't remember his name, Pierre, I think it was. I just made that up.
Pierre. It's Pierre.
I don't know. The lad that,
French journalist.
French journalist. And
I think it was Adam, by the way.
Was Adam? Never, never, yeah, mind. It sounded like Pierre. But what he was really saying was that they were looking towards the league. They were going to field a, as Alisson said, a weakened team. Their younger boys coming over. But Celtic have not, they've got to forget that. It is important to win the league, but I think it's a great opportunity, because I do think Celtic will win tonight, Gordon. I think it's a great opportunity to get your enchams in there, get one or two of your fringe players, because if you look at Celtic's squad, it's not like you're replacing them with young players, inexperienced players. You're replacing them with decent, top quality guys.
Right, come on then. Always great fun this on a Thursday night, because you never get it right. Predict the Celtic starting 11. And we'll see what the callers back think as well.
Go on. I asked you first.
Listen up. Do you think you agree with this on the phones, Gordon? Come on. I mean, before kick off would be ideal, if you don't mind.
Start with Forster.
Bauer will play right back.
Okay, brave. Okay. He's the only available right back.
Yeah, I'm going for that right out of the top hat. Taylor left back. Two normal centre halves, Julian and Ayer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going Brown and McGregor. Mm-hmm. And Cham, the three in there. Mm-hmm. I'm going Griffiths up top with Forrest. And I'm going to go Lewis Morgan.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No Ryan Christie?
No, I think he'll give him a rest.
Lewis Morgan?
Yeah. I forgot Rogic as well. Can I play 14?
No.
No. Right, I'm going to sub somebody.
El Yunusi fit?
I'm going to sub somebody. I'm taking somebody off.
Well, hurry up then.
I'm giving
this
McGregor
is the type of indecision that gave Dick Advocaat the advantage at Hampden
exactly
that day.
I'm giving McGregor. I'm going with that team. I think he'll give Christie a little break in the
that
bench.
That took
area
more than long enough. Mark Wilson.
Greaway, Gordon in the back line, Brown, McGregor, and Cham will play. I think Forrest off one side. I think Christie will play. I'm not so sure Griffiths will start up front. I think if El Yunusi is fit, I'm not so sure. I don't know.
I'm asking you to guess, so I don't really care if you're sure.
I'm going to go, if El Yunusi is fit, El Yunusi will play.
So you don't think Edward will play?
No, I don't think Edward will play.
Gordon, did you go for Edward to play?
No.
No, you didn't.
No,
okay.
No, I feel it's a great opportunity. He's your top player. Give him a break with Christie. I've already got the inside information.
Okay. Lewis Morgan's the bravest shout of the night.
Alisson will confirm it.
Lewis Morgan is the bravest shout. El Yunusi's out, by the way. So,
so take it out, put Morgan in. Lewis Morgan.
Let's speak to Alec, who's a Celtic fan on the line. How are you feeling? Hold on, Alec. Hold that thought, because Alisson has the Celtic team. Let's get confirmation of that one, Alisson.
Gordon is going to be absolutely insufferable for the rest of this programme.
Lewis Morgan in.
Lewis Morgan is playing for Celtic tonight. So I'm sorry, guys. He's going to be absolutely insufferable. So, yes, there is no Lee Griffiths in the starting 11, and there is no Odson Edward in the starting 11 either tonight. So it will be Forster in goal, a back four of Bauer, Julian, Ayer and Taylor. Then it will be Brown and Cham with Christie, McGregor and Forrest and Morgan. So I'm just trying to shape it up there. But yep, no recognised striker for Celtic tonight. So I'll go through that again. Forster, Julian, Taylor, Brown, Bauer, Morgan, Christie, Cham, Ayer, McGregor and Forrest. And the bench for Celtic is Gordon, Beaton, Griffiths, Sinclair, Rogic, Johnson and Robertson.
Well, Celtic fans, what do you make of that? No Odson Edward, but no Lee Griffiths either, and Lewis Morgan into the starting 11 for the game against Rennes. Let us know your immediate reaction. 01419511025. Alec, what's your gut reaction to that?
Totally baffled, to be honest with you. I thought that, you know, I don't know a wee bit about football, but I thought that Griffiths would have needed game time, and this would have been the perfect opportunity to put him in. We're already qualified, you know, so there isn't any, you know, massive pressure on his shoulders, you know what I mean? But I'm a bit worse for worse, to be honest with you.
Does that surprise you guys, or is it quite simple in the fact that Griffiths, although he needs game time, he's not at the stage yet where he can start the match.
That's why he says that a couple of minutes ago, I wasn't quite sure if Griffiths would start, just because it's one thing coming on, it's one thing being back in training and then coming on when your team's in easy street to then starting a European game. You know, a lot of people will say, well, this is the perfect, Alex just said it, it's the perfect opportunity. But the way Neil's going, I think, I don't know, maybe you'll see Christie playing that kind of role up there. And Griffiths, I think, will get some part of the game. But it doesn't particularly surprise me that he's not in the starting lineup.
I thought, good opportunity, Gordon, tonight. I can understand it because I watched him on Saturday. He still looks a little bit off it, especially with his chance at the back post. And I know that strikers can miss chances. I watched him come out after a game and doing a few runs. He's still not in the condition that he should be in, but he's been out for a long time. And I think maybe that just be a part of saying, do you know what, rather than put him in there at the beginning, you know, we can just work his way into full fitness. But look, Neil and I think along the same lines.
Oh,
get
please.
Morgan in there. Get.
Could you not start them and then take them off, though? What's the thinking behind doing it the other way around?
Because I just think that.
Just less time, simply.
I think, let the game die down a little bit. Make sure he's really well prepared for it. Giving him another 30 minutes, whatever it may be. Build his fitness up. Because Gordon, and I'm not having a go, I like Lee Griffiths, but I did watch him and his condition just now is maybe not there, and he
that's
may,
understandable, isn't it?
I'm not having a go. What I'm saying is he may come out there as quick as the tempo goes at the early stages of the game, and then it might just be a wee niggle or whatever. Get it settled down, wait till the pace slows down, get him on. So
maybe there's a thought though that Neil might think he doesn't merit a starting place.
Why bring him on at the weekend and
he brought him on. He didn't merit a starting place. But he's maybe looked at Morgan and he saw the way he's trained, the way he's played, this is a good opportunity for him to play. He's got Christie who can play that role. Maybe he's just thinking he doesn't merit it.
Okay, I can go your argument sometimes. Tonight I'm not going with it, because he needs, just now we buy all out, he needs a centre forward in there, and is it not better to get Griffiths up to speed as quick as possible?
Alec, you want to come back in?
Aye, mate. I don't know. I'm listening to the show and I'm watching this Feyenoord game, and they are totally annihilating Rangers. Honestly, it just goes to show you when you step up a level. What my point was when I was making it to Andy, you know, Celtic's qualified for their league in style. You know what I mean? We've took care of Lazio. You know, had a couple of good results on the way, and we can afford, we've got this luxury to field this team tonight. If the result was different in Lazio, you know, we would have had to have Edward out. We've got Ross County on Saturday, we've got Hamilton next week. You know, it's only days away for this Old Firm game, you know, and then the hectic run in that we've got for December. So just hopefully Celtic get the 3 points tonight, and Romain and Cluj get beat with Lazio. And then at Celtic done and dusted. That's it to next year.
All right, thank you very much to Alec on the line. You still into your snooker, Gordon?
Love my snooker.
You'll know fine well when the 19.com Scottish Open's returning to Glasgow's Emirates Arena from the 9th of December. You'll probably be going along. Scotland's top snooker players back to battle for the Scottish Open title 2019. Well, Clyde One's giving you the chance to attend the final. So if you want to win a pair of VIP tickets, all you have to do is head online to ClydeOne.com. We'll give you the chance to win them over there. The halftime whistle has gone in Rotterdam, and we'll give you the full halftime report next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. They play to win every time. Talk to Thompson's.com.
It is halftime in Rotterdam between Feyenoord and Rangers. Let's get a halftime report from Andrew McLean.
Feyenoord 1, Rangers 0. Halftime.
Oh, it was good while it lasted. I think you call that technical difficulties. Wow. I could hear about 1 second of it. I'll just fill in the blanks.
It's the best I've heard them.
I'll fill in the blanks. Well, a Feyenoord 1, Rangers 0. There we go. That's the important thing, and it's a result which, as it stands, means Rangers would have to wait until next week to try and book their place. So they are losing in Rotterdam.
which means the fact that Porto are losing is not of a great significance at the moment. What have you made of the first half, Mark Wilson?
I thought Rangers started okay. It was a frantic pace, like we were saying. Up to a point, they looked like they were a threat going forward, and then Feyenoord really took a grip of the game. I think when the goal was scored, then Feyenoord just came at Rangers time and time again. They found it difficult to get a grip of the ball. And Feyenoord, I think, good for their lead. In terms of chances, I think Feyenoord have had the clear-cut ones. Brilliant save from McGregor. They've also hit the bar. So I think, you know, Rangers have found it particularly difficult the last 15 to 20 minutes of the half. And probably if you're Dick Advocaat, you're probably saying we should be further ahead.
Rangers fans, this is the perfect time for you to give us your own halftime report. Maybe you've got the kettle on, maybe it's something a bit stronger. Get in touch and let us know what you made of the opening 45. 01419511025. Let's take a call from John Maryhill and see what Gordon makes of it. John, obviously not going the way Rangers want.
Sorry?
I said obviously not going the way Rangers want at the moment. What have you made of it?
I think the two centre-backs for Rangers are all over the place. Pretty poor. Taverniers, I'm not a lover of Tavernier. Okay going forward, but defending pretty poor at the best of times. So for me, Rangers defence, I think in January, got to try and get a bit of cash to try and strengthen, try and get a typical Richard Gough. And I know it's hard to come in money situation, but defence there, centre-backs are really poor all over the place. Could be four or five at the moment if it wasn't for McGregor. So I don't know what you think yourselves, guys.
Yeah, I think you don't like losing games, but I think Steven Gerrard getting in at half time just 1-0 down, I think he's got to be happy with that. This game should be outside, Gordon. I'm not just going to blame in two centre backs. We're seeing a bit of action here. The full backs away from home are playing very high. I can understand that's the way Rangers want to play, but they're exposing the two centre backs, and Feyenoord have got good players and they're getting into good positions and they're causing Rangers all sorts of problems just now. I look at the McGregor save, for instance. Hollander, the centre half, is up there. He's not even looking like he's going to win the headers. He's got to be stronger in there and win them and make sure that he takes the pressure off the defence. I think, like Mark, I thought Rangers started and looked quite comfortable, but I've got to say, I think getting in only one down, I think they're a lucky, lucky bunch.
Mark, what about John's? John's quite specific in his assessment. He doesn't think the centre-backs have been up to...
I mean, maybe not tonight, but like I said, they've been kind of wide open as soon as Feyenoord scored. But in terms of, you know, the season, I think the centre-backs have done pretty well at times for Rangers. Hollander, I think, had a rocky start to his Rangers career, but came in, he's made the position his own, scored a few goals as well. You've got Edmondson as well, you've got Katic. So you've got four centre-halves here that I hear Rangers fans come on here say, Katic is probably unlucky not to play. They're excited when they see Edmondson, and they've got two starting. Hollander's an internationalist. Goldson's a favourite of Steven Gerrard. I'm not sure if it's a position Steven Gerrard would prioritise in January.
On you go, John.
Aye. Well, they've lost about six or seven headers across balls. These guys are over 6 foot, can't even get up there challenging, which is poor. Rangers are great at going forward in the midfield up to the front. But again, for me, watching it, that is a real... they're all over the place, and they're giving cheap goals away, to be honest with you. Come up against a couple of good class players there, but if that's what's going to come up against Celtic, then we might be in trouble. We're two centre-backs, I'm afraid to say, for what I'm seeing tonight.
John, I think you're a bit... you're taking it game by game. I think you're a bit critical of the... especially two centre-backs, because I think sometimes you need a bit of protection. I look at the way the Dick Advocaat set up. He's looked at Rangers and thought the two full-backs will play high up the pitch. The minute they get the ball, they're put in these spaces. And centre-backs, everyone will tell you, they hate being dragged out there, Gordon. And I think it sometimes it set plays that they should go and attack things a lot better. But we're based this in 45 minutes. And I think Mark's right. I think Rangers at the back with McGregor have been very, very good this season.
I mean, maybe you're both right, because I think the stats sort of speak for themselves. Rangers haven't conceded a lot of goals over the piece. You can make a case for being happy with the centre-backs But then you answered it yourself. We get Rangers fans on the phones, we get them on Twitter saying they still don't feel like they look confident defending set pieces. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that those set pieces always result in a goal, but overall could they be better in those situations?
Of course you can be better. You can be better all,
and I'm not just talking about tonight.
Yeah, I think you can be better all around the pitch. We look at the first one with the McGregor save. We were concentrating on the save, and what a top quality save it was. But your centre half has got to go and win that ball in that area. That's what he's there for. And he doesn't even look like he's going to win it. But McGregor's area obviously but keep it
if set pieces are the worry, that's not all down to the centre backs. You've got another eight guys there in the box doing doing a similar job.
John, would you bring anyone on at half time?
Probably not. But I think Stephen Gerrard will be having stiff words with him and trying. But as I said before, There's many cross balls come in, from what I can see, and they're second to every ball coming in. So, he's poor. I'm just hoping that we can sneak something and tighten it up. But for me, again, I'm sorry if I'm being a bit harsh on the two lads at the back, but for me, that's Rangers' weak point. And I think if it was me, January, I'd be trying to get a kind of John Brown butcher type in. Someone that can fling yourself about and get up there and win it, because it's no good enough. These guys are over 6 foot, you know, and I'm not even going up there and winning balls. So I'm sorry, but I'm hoping we could get away with something, a draw, because McGregor, again, different class, world class saves. So if it wasn't for that guy, as I said before, I'm watching it. You're 4 or 5 down, come in at half time, you're done.
Good man, John and Mary Hill. Give us a call back sometime, 0141 951 1025. I think we've cleared up the technical difficulties. So if you want the eyewitness account from Rotterdam, here's Andrew McLean.
Feyenoord 1 Rangers 0, the half time score in the Kuip. The home side really growing into this game, and they've got the lead to prove it as well. It was an explosive start to the game, and that wasn't just because of the pre-match fireworks display. Very frantic from both sides, pushing forward in the early stages, trying to attack. But the first real effort came 19 minutes in. It took an incredible save from Alan McGregor to keep it level. He got across brilliantly with his tip. Stephen Berghaus's header from a corner away from goal before Leroy Fair's rebound hit the upright a minute later, and they came forward again, but a near post shot had to be touched into the side netting for another corner. Rangers are pushing forward from wide areas, but they couldn't find Morelos with crosses. Ryan Jack then curled one wide in the 27th minute from distance. Rangers then gave Jens Toornstra too much space at the edge of the box. His shot deflected off Philip Hellander, and it nestled in the bottom corner for 1-0 in the 34th minute. The home side nearly added a second very quickly after. Stephen Berghaus with a low shot saved by Alan McGregor. A win does nothing for Rangers tonight, so they'll need to come out firing after the break. Feyenoord, the more threatening side throughout so far. Half-time in the Kuip, Feyenoord 1, Rangers 0.
I think a defeat does nothing for Rangers was what Andrew meant, but he's stressed out with all these technical problems. You'd have chucked it by now. You'd
I'd
be
have
the
been
road.
Home.
You'd have been on the phone to me.
I'd have been getting up Airbus Road.
That won't get you far travelling home from Rotterdam though, just to be clear. There's a few more roads you're going to have to go up. Would you make any changes at the break quickly?
No, I think you have a few strong words and hope for a reaction, and I think that's what Rangers manager will do.
Yep, no, I agree with that. No disaster, it's only 1-0 just now. No disaster. Rangers still very much in the game.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit time. Your chance to not only win a signed ball, but get your bragging rights in as well. If you can get more questions right than Gordon Dalziel or Mark Wilson, then you will indeed have beaten the pundit. Give us a call right now if you want to take part. 0141 951 1025. The lines close at 7.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. Compensation you deserve. When there's been foul play, talk to Thompson's.com.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel here with me, Gordon Duncan, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still Feyenoord 1, Rangers 0. We are just underway, about 4.5 minutes into the second half. So remember, a defeat's no use for Rangers tonight. Their hopes of progressing would have to rumble on. But if they get a draw, as things stand, as long as Porto don't go on and win in their game, that could see Stephen Gerrard through. So still a lot to play for this evening. We're building up to kick off at Celtic Park as well. 1 hour to go. Get your calls in, and we'll do this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit stops for no man or Europa League game. We're back with Beat the Pundit. Mark and Gordon are ready. One of them is taking on Matthew from Wisher. How are you, Matthew?
I'm good, thank you.
How's the neighbourhood? Must be alright. Gordon Dale's not been up at the golf recently. The weather's no use. He's got a bad hip. So the are the residents of Wishaw sleeping a bit easier?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, mate. I'm
ready to go. Gordon, you'll be back fighting fit soon, though, won't you?
Yeah, once the weather changes and get a bit of treatment on us.
You get a hip replacement.
Yeah.
There's every chance. There is every chance. Matthew, I'm going to toss the coin. If it's heads, you're up against Mark Wilson. And if it's tails, it will be Gordon Dale. He will limp his way over and take part. But it's heads. It's Mark Wilson against Matthew from Wishaw. So I'm going to give Mark some Clyde 2 to listen to. And that way, Matthew, he can't hear us. You've got 30 seconds head to head. You can pass. Here is your chance to beat the pundit. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. What nationality is Hibs goalkeeper Ofir Marciano?
Israeli.
At which club did Jimmy Nicholl spend most of his time while playing in Scotland?
Rangers.
What was the half-time score between Rangers and Feyenoord?
1-0.
At which Northern Irish Premiership club did Neil Lennon begin his playing career?
Derry City.
What is the name of the Scotland under 21 player who is with Feyenoord?
Pass.
What was the score the last time Celtic faced Rennes?
1-1.
Where did Dundee's Kane Hemmings begin his playing career?
Oxford.
Okay, let's bring Mark back. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Same set of questions to you. You ready?
Okay, ready.
What nationality is Hibs goalkeeper Ofir Marciano?
Colombian.
At which club did Jimmy Nicholl spend most of his time playing whilst in Scotland?
Rangers.
What was the half-time score between Rangers and Feyenoord?
1-0 Feyenoord.
At which Northern Irish Premiership club did Neil Lennon begin his playing career?
Pass.
What is the name of the Scotland under 21 player who is with Feyenoord?
Pass.
What was the score the last time Celtic faced Rennes?
1-1.
Where did Dundee's Kane Hemmings begin his playing career?
Preston.
I can tell you Rangers have equalised. To just hold my water there for the beat the pundits. Feyenoord 1, Rangers 1. You don't even need me to tell you who scored. It's always the same man, Alfredo Morelos, at the back post with a header. And with 52 minutes gone, it's Feyenoord 1, Rangers 1. We'll get to that. We'll get back to it in just a second. Let's round off beat the pundit. Matthew, what did you think? Do you think you did? You maybe managed enough to beat Mark Wilson there?
Not bad.
Pretty confident.
I was too busy watching this.
What nationality is Hibs goalkeeper Ofir Marciano? He's not Colombian. He's Israeli.
That's not even close.
Matthew got it.
No way, Matthew. How did you know that? Is that in the news? Why is that? Why was that a question?
He knows his football. He says
he knows his football.
Ultimately, at which club did Jimmy Nicholl spend most of his time with while playing in Scotland?
Wraith Rovers.
It was Wraith Rovers.
Is it?
You both went Rangers. It was Wraith Rovers. The half time score between Rangers and Feyenoord was 1-0 Feyenoord, but Rangers have now equalised. So Mark still trails Matthew by 2-1.
Tell you what,
though,
I was starting to get worried there about a zero. Thank God that question came up.
At which Northern Irish Premiership club did Neil Lennon begin his playing career? It was Glenavon. None of you got that. The name of the Scotland under 21 player who is with Feyenoord is George Johnson.
No chance.
Nah, he's been in Scotland under 21 squads. He's not obviously featuring tonight.
What's the score just now? Because this is a classic.
It's 2-1 to Matthew from Wishaw.
Bring the ball in.
What was the score the last time Celtic faced Rennes? It was 1-1. Mark Wilson, you got that one right, but so did Matthew.
Matthew.
So it's 3-2 to Matthew, which all comes down to the last question. Where did Dundee's Kane Hemmings begin his playing career? Matthew said Oxford. You said Preston. It's Rangers.
Kane Hemmings. Rangers,
he went to Oxford. But he started at Rangers. You two went for English clubs.
Matthew's miles away.
Oh, listen, don't lump yourself in with Matthew. Matthew is a winner. You are a loser.
Well done, Matthew.
The signed ball is on its way.
Thank you very much.
Good man. He knows his football.
You know what? He deserved
it.
See, for that first answer. Forgetting that, he deserved it. Well done, Matthew.
Right, we've got some serious reacting to do because we were interrupted on Beat the Pundit. How dare they? Feyenoord 1, Rangers 1, Alfredo Morelos. What more can you say about the goals and the importance of them this season, Gordon?
Well, I was listening to Mark shouting pass, 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 and I thought he was watching the game. and I've got to say, what a ball to Kent. Kent takes it. Quality. That is quality for a wide area, Gordon. And that man Morelos peels off a defender, heads the ball back the way. Absolute terrific. And that's what we're talking about. Steven Gerrard would have been delighted to get in 1-0 down, because let's be honest, it should have been a lot more. Have a chat with his players, settle them down, tweak one or two things. What, 50 odd minutes back in the game. terrific goal, you've got to say.
These games often need your big players to perform. And that's what I was saying about Ojo earlier on, that Ojo drifts out of games, but guys like Ryan Kent burst into life and create something. And he did just that. And Morelos, I mean, Morelos has had one sniff at goal, one sniff at goal, and he's put it away tonight. It was a terrific goal. And Daz is right. I mean, going in 1-0 down wasn't a disaster as long as they could hang in and get a chance. And when they get a chance, take it. And Rangers, fortunate that I failed to that man, Morelos.
Talking about the importance of the goals as well, Gordon, at the moment, Alfredo Morelos scored the goal that got Rangers to the group stages. It was 1-0 against Legia Warsaw. Then the group stages kick off. He scored away in Young Boys. He scored away against Porto. He scored at home against Porto. And he now, as things stand, scores the goal which sees Rangers through to the knockout stages. So just sum up the importance of the goals as well, rather than just the number, because the number speaks for itself. It's 23 in 28, which is incredible.
I think that's... When you're a team, and especially when you're playing away from home, Gordon, and you get in and you think, do you know what? We really should not be in this game, but we can get back in it by a goal. And you've got a guy, and Mark's right, he's not been brilliant tonight, he's not been involved in a lot, but when it mattered, he was there. But I've got to say, as a guy that scored a couple of goals in his career, over 200, you've got to credit Mark. The cross. The cross from Ken is absolutely top drawer. I've got to say that. And Morelos sticks his head on it. He knows what he's doing. That's why.
And the ball from Stephen Davis as well.
Yeah, that was a terrific ball as well. But that's why we said earlier on Tuesday when Dave King stepped down and says, well, if a bid come in at 25 million, now Dave King said it, no deals, I would be saying not to sell Morelos. January, you could not sell this guy. He's so important to Rangers. He shows you tonight. He brings you from a position where you don't look like you're getting anything right back in, and you could end up qualifying.
I mean, Mark Wilson, I think he's the first Rangers player to score in four consecutive European matches. So that in itself, looking at some of the predecessors that have gone before him, and also that's him up to 12 European goals in a single season.
That's scary, yeah. That's
now, yes, of course, at the early stages, you get a couple of weaker teams in qualifying. That's fine, but are we now past that stage of arguing about whether he scores in big games? Because, yes, everybody knows he's not scored against Celtic yet, and I'm sure he would love to, and I'm sure everyone connected with Rangers would love him to. But at the same time, 12 European goals in a single season, and we're not even out of November yet.
It's remarkable return for a striker, and he does do it in a big stage. There will always be the argument from Celtic fans he never does it against them, but I don't think it's a be-all and end-all. To score, obviously, against Celtic, obviously gives your team a better chance of winning, but he's shown on this stage, at home, away from home, he's a top striker. There's no getting away from it. And he's not even in this game. He's hardly touched the ball in this game. But when that comes to him, that ball, he's got one thing in his mind. I think he's still got a lot of work to do, because he still has to put it across the goalkeeper, and he delivers again. And you wouldn't put it past him to nick another. Rangers have probably dropped back 5 or 10 yards now since they've scored the goal, but they've got pace in the wide areas to counter attack. And if Morelos gets another chance, it won't be his second chance he's got. You wouldn't put it past him putting that away and putting Rangers ahead.
And in Ryan Kent's contribution, Gordon, the big price tag in the summer, you're clearly looking for him to contribute nearly every game, or certainly in most games, whether it's a goal, whether it's an assist. You see him with two goals at the weekend, and then that crucial assist for Alfredo Morelos. That's what Steven Gerrard will be looking for him on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and he's certainly got the ability to achieve that, Gordon. That's why the first thing, you were quite rightly pointing out the fact that Davis's pass from the middle of the park is brilliant to him. But he takes a great touch, puts it on his right, and that for any striker will tell you. Mark said he's still got a lot to do. Now, the one thing Morelos is brilliant at, he just goes off the defender. He gives himself that couple of yards, and if the pass and the cross is perfect, then he's in the right position, and he puts his head in it, and it's a great goal. But I've got to say, Ken, if you're a centre forward, you're saying, I'll take them all day long. That was absolute brilliant ball in, and it's given Rangers such a lift now, and I think Rangers will fancy their Celtic gone and try and get another goal. But we'll get back to one thing. There's still 30 minutes to go. Let's not get carried away, because we've already seen this team can create chances, so they need to concentrate.
As it stands, Rangers are through. Bit of a talking point there though. Ryan Kent driving forward, cutting across the pitch, plays the reverse ball into Shea Ojo, who then goes down under a heavy challenge. It looked like it was on the edge of the box. We get another view to see if it was inside or not, but the referee actually just told him to get up and get on with it. Mark, did that surprise you?
It did, because it was a good break. But we're seeing here a replay, and he's definitely caught Ojo. Ojo kind of kicks his knee, but he's trying to hurdle him. It's a definite foul for me. But Rangers then,
it was outside the box though, wasn't
it? It was outside the box, no doubt about that. But Rangers then work it to Morelos, and he's at the corner of the box, and he still takes the shot on, and the goalkeeper's parried this away for a corner kick. So another chance for Rangers, and Gerrard will be delighted how his team started this second half.
Celtic fans, keep your calls coming, because there's just over 45 minutes to go until kick-off in the match against Rennes. No Odson Edouard tonight, no Lee Griffiths. Lewis Morgan starts, the likes of Greg Taylor, Olivier and Cham starting as well. How do you see the team lining up? Will Ryan Christie be the man who leads the attack, or someone else? What do you make of it? Are you surprised to see no Edouard? What about Lewis Morgan been given the nod? 01419511025. One man who is playing is Greg Taylor. Here's what he had to say.
At a club of this size, there's always pressure to win. It's important to win whenever you're out there to win, and that'll be the aim. It's a good habit to be in winning, and it's hard to get back when you break it, so we'll be looking to continue it. As a footballer, you need games of football to keep being a rhythm, and thankfully the last few weeks I've got a few at international level, and couple of good wins, and then more minutes again on Saturday with another good one. So no, it's been a good few weeks, and just hoping to build on it. It was a massive feat for a club of Kilmarnock to get to Europe, and to probably throw away a chance like that was quite disappointing at the time. Thankfully now I've got another chance at Europe, at a massive club in Celtic, so just looking forward to now.
Just before we react to Greg Taylor, should Rangers have had a penalty there?
Well, I think that they should have, Gordon. I'd like to see it again.
Offside Morelos, flag up offside against Morelos.
But the first showing of it, the defender is all over the top of him. Whether he makes the most of it, as I say, here we go again, Gordon. Because played into him, he's certainly in the box, goes to take it. I honestly think that's a Stonewall Bentley kick.
Morelos takes the ball into feet. He leans over because the defender's tight to him. He leans over, almost bent over, and the defender's
over the top of him.
Over the top of him, on his back. And Morelos has to go down because he's buckled under the weight of the defender on his back. Ball still at his feet. I don't know how that can be a foul.
Do you know what I thought was strange about it? Quite often you see that when the ball's in the air. Because if a striker backs in whilst the centre back jumps, he's bound to go over the top. But the ball was on the deck, and I'm not really sure how the final player ended up going over the top.
I don't even know what he's trying to achieve there. Anyway. But Morelos is only doing what he should and protecting the ball. He's in the box. It's clear to see he's in the box. I think Rangers
are better. Many claims though from the Rangers players. That was a surprising thing.
I thought that was a penalty kick, Gordon. I really did.
Right, what about Greg Taylor then? Is this a big night for him, big opportunity? Because he's obviously trying to prove that he's the number one left back. He goes and plays twice for Scotland and gets two assists, so looking to add some European club action to that.
Yeah, big opportunity for him. You know, he's not had many since he came in due to the form of ball and goalie. But tonight it'll be a good night for him. You know, experience European football at Celtic Park, getting a taste of what it takes to be a Celtic player at this level. Albeit, you know, the pressure's slightly off because don't need qualification, but he'll come up against some top players, players that he's never experienced. I know he's played international football, but sometimes the European games and the European teams are much faster, a much faster pace, so it'll serve him well. I think he's a very, very good player, and I was surprised that he didn't play the last game.
And Rangers have taken the lead. It's a header again. It's Morelos again. And it's Feyenoord 1, Rangers 2. With the point, they were already heading through because of the way the other game in the group sits. But now the gloss has been truly added by that Colombian striker yet again. 65 minutes gone. Feyenoord 1, Rangers 2. Morelos with his second of the night.
That's terrific. I think this one's a better header than the first one. The crosses came in. He's in the middle of the goal, but he's directed it into the top corner. I just said a couple of minutes ago, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets another chance and puts Rangers ahead.
Is it Barisic?
It's a terrific cross this time from Barisic. And I think Rangers deserve it, because since they've scored, they dropped for a couple of minutes, but they've came at Feyenoord. What
it's a
ball
great
from
header though, isn't
what
it?
A header. Power and the right direction into the top corner.
I've got to say, two terrific balls in, but he's still got a bit to do there. He gets I tell you, the goalkeeper's absolutely no chance. That is top class finishing, Gordon. I don't care whether you turn around and say, oh, here's the argument, he's not scored against Celtic. I totally understand all that, because you want to score, but I wouldn't care.
See, you can't ignore the rest, can you?
No, see, if I had a centre forward that bangs goals in the way he does, and I had to take the fact that he didn't score against Celtic, I think I'd accept that. I'd be quite happy with that.
The great thing about that header, Mark, is it is a good ball from Barisic, but it doesn't have that much pace on it. As good a ball as it is, it doesn't have that much pace on it. And Morelos has to generate the power it and the direction into the top corner. Like, just add one on. See those stats that I read out?
Yeah.
Add it on. That's going to be now 24 goals in 28 games. He's still the first Rangers player to score in four consecutive matches. And it's his 13th European goal of the season.
Any striker, any top striker in Europe scores a header like that, we're all, you know, waxing lyrical about it. You're right, Gordon. The ball's great, but there isn't much pace in it. He has to generate it with his neck muscles, and he has to get the right direction on it. Puts it right in the top corner. Does right. Goalkeeper, no chance. And you've always got a chance when you've got a striker like him leading the line for you.
He's now the joint top scorer in the Europa League, you know, in terms of the group stages. Sevilla's Munir has got 5 as well, same as Morelos.
What's impressive for me, Gordon, is the balls are coming in from wide areas. There are two centre backs in there, 6 foot plus, both times. And Morelos still puts the ball in the back of the net with his head. And it's all about his movement, timing of the movement. He's get better, you've got to say, season after season here. And he certainly, I remember him getting substituted up at Ross County when he had two. And he was disappointed in that. I don't think Steven Gerrard would be thinking taking him off. But Rangers have got to be careful here, because they're under a little bit of pressure again. They're all over it. What a goal that is, isn't
and
it?
And Alan McGregor's been dinked, and it's now Feyenoord 2, Rangers 2. It's still a result which would see Rangers through, but now it takes on a different complexion, because Feyenoord have equalised. They've pulled level very quickly, as Mark Wilson's always telling us on the show.
Is that breaking me watching?
If you score a goal, don't go and concede one just a couple of minutes later.
Yeah, totally right.
Terrific finish though.
Oh, brilliant goal. You know, the weight of the pass through to him, and he does well to work his feet past Hallander. Is he onside? Yeah, he's onside. Yep. Hallander, I think, should go closer there and track him. But once he checks back and beats the both Rangers centre half, what composure he shows to ding that over Alan McGregor.
Hallander isn't going to want to see that back, Gordon.
No, he doesn't. And Mark will know how Steven Gerrard feels. He's been in that position quite often this season. But you've got to say, from a Rangers point of view, it's a poor, poor goal to lose. But from the home team, I thought that was a...
Why is their line so high? That's what I don't get. I understand. They've went ahead, but their line, defensive line, is so high that it's allowed all that space for him to run in behind. And their centre-halves are caught cold. But a terrific goal for you, point of view.
Rangers still through as things stand. Porto are not winning their game. In fact, I think they're losing against Young Boys. So this draw would be enough to see Rangers through. But Feyenoord, of course, could go up the other end and turn it into an even more difficult night. There's 69 minutes on the clock, still Feyenoord 2, Rangers 2. And it's time for this. This will be good.
Jingle Balls with Ladbrokes, backing Scottish football. Please gamble responsibly.
Jingle Balls is fast becoming one of my favourite features on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We're running it all week, and tonight it is your chance to win a framed signed shirt from the Scottish club of your choice. That's a decent price, I think you'll agree. So it's a framed signed shirt from the Scottish club of your choice if you take part tonight. Here's the deal. Every evening, the two pundits will go head to head doing keepy uppies with a twist. They need to do them whilst wearing a big Christmassy elf shoe. It's everything you've ever wanted. Seen Gordon DL and Mark Wilson going head to head with the elf shoe. And if you want to play tonight, it's 01419511025. You have to call now, and you have to do it before the end of this break.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Road Accident Solicitors. The compensation you deserve when you've been sidelined. Talk to Thompson's.com.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here. It's a big night of Europa League action. Feyenoord 2, Rangers 2. 75 minutes gone
in Rotterdam. It's a series of results in that group which will see Rangers progress if things stay the way they are at the moment. So it could be nervy, of course, Feyenoord going to try and get a third, but as things stand, Rangers would go through with that result tonight. And Celtic kicking off in 35 minutes time against Rennes. Remember, no Odson Edouard, no Lee Griffiths in from the start. Lewis Morgan plays. Maybe Ryan Christie leading the line, I guess, is how you would imagine that one shaping up. So give us a call with all your thoughts, 01419511025. We're about to play Jingle Balls, but I'm just going to get tonight's teaser set up so that you've got no excuses about how long I'm giving you, okay? First things first, thank you to Eric Duff, for sending tonight's question. And Eric says, can the guys name the last 10 non-Scots to play for Celtic, be capped by their country, and whose surname begins with a vowel?
Oh no.
Now you'll remember we did this question with a Rangers perspective a couple of weeks ago, and Gordon couldn't quite name all the vowels, so that was a struggle. But tonight you've got them. We're looking for the last 10 non-Scots to play for Celtic, be capped by their country, uh-huh, and whose surname begins with a vowel.
Okay. Aya.
Yes, well done. Any more?
Izaguirre.
Yes. Okay, we'll just leave that lingering then. You've got two of the 10. 8 more to go. Time for this. Can't wait for this.
Jingle Balls with Ladbrokes, backing Scottish football. Please gamble responsibly.
Jingle Balls is back. It's been on all week. It's been absolutely brilliant fun every evening. The two pundits going head to head, doing keepy uppies with a twist. They need to do the keepy uppies whilst wearing a big comedy Christmassy elf shoe. It's got a bell on the end, it's got a curly toe, and it's been good fun. Even Alex Ray lost to Hugh Keevans on Monday. So we've had upsets, we've had drama, we've had controversy. Now all we need is to meet tonight's two contestants. First up is Philip from Govan. How are you, Philip?
Alright, hi.
Yes, the second contestant has just disappeared, so producer Andy can go and get him back. Philip, as a Celtic fan, are you looking forward to the game tonight?
I'm looking forward to it.
Fancy this.
That's true.
No Odson Edouard, did that surprise you?
It did actually, but I think he's just putting a juice rest on him maybe for next week.
Yeah, every chance. Let's see if producer Andy can get the second contestant back on. I think he has done. Paul is in Pollock Shields. How are you tonight, Paul?
Not bad, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Not a problem. It was a hot phone line, I must say, but you made it through. And here's the deal. I'm going to toss the coin. Philip was first through. So, Philip, if it lands on heads, you get given Mark Wilson. And if it lands on tails, you get given Gordon DL. I don't know who you would rather have, to be honest. And it is tails. So, Gordon DL, you will play on behalf of Philip. Okay?
Right.
And, Paul, you will be represented by Mark Wilson. Hope that hasn't put you off.
That's fine.
Good yep. stuff. Right, here's the deal then. Gordon DL is going to go first. He's got the elf shoe on. Get the keepy uppies on the go. Take it away, Gordon DL. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's been off the wall. 6, 7, 8. Eight for Gordon DL. I mean, it wasn't very stylish. He was booting it off the wall, off the desk, off the window, but they all count. He's got 8.
I thought it was keeping the ball up. Mark Wilson,
rein it in. Get your shoe on and go and take part, please. Come on. 8 for Gordon DL. Let's see if you can beat him. Gordon DL, step back. Don't put him off, please. Let's see it. Go on, Mark. 1, 2, 3, 4 for Mark Wilson. And Gordon DL takes it easily by 8-4. Philip, that means you are the winner of the signed framed shirt of your choice from the clubs in Scotland. Are you happy with that?
Yes, a brilliant ideal. Thanks very much, Gordon.
Paul, as a Celtic fan, how many times have you cursed Mark Wilson over the years?
Hundreds of times, mate. This is the first time I've got through. He is absolutely immense mushroom. I tell you, man. He stuck my spell like a mushroom, man, on the day before. And Gondale, who needed an hip replacement, beat some comfort, mate. You know what I mean? Guys, this is the first time I get through the show. It's absolutely fantastic, honestly. I've tried so many times, but just to get through to speak to you, you know, I listen to you every night, man. It's just a top show, man. I always look forward to it, listening.
Really appreciate that, Paul. Tell you what, give us a call back sometime, because that annihilation of Mark Wilson puts you right in my good books. So, Paul, you give us a call back sometime. Philip, you are the winner, though. Are you happy with that?
Aye, brilliant, fantastic.
Good stuff.
Well done, Gordon, brilliant, thank you.
Don't thank me, I was up against nobody.
It says you're a Celtic fan. Philip, it says you're a Celtic fan. I take it you will go for the framed signed Celtic shirt then.
Aye, Celtic won, mate. Aye, please.
Good man. Producer Andy will get you on the line. He'll get the details. Commiserations to Paul. Congratulations to Philip. How raging's Mark Wilson? I mean, his face was already red because he's got his polo neck on and it's about 40 degrees in here.
But I mean, I couldn't believe that you're allowed to kick it off walls.
It doesn't even matter. If I got three, I still beat you.
Well, that is the thing, because you also could have kicked it off the wall and you couldn't even
manage
that.
That set me back. But I mean, see, I'm not a wall player.
Do you know the worst at the break? He was practicing.
Got me on the break in practice than I did there. But aye, that's quite difficult with that big curly toe.
Do you know what was funny actually today, Gordon? Well, I found it funny. Maybe just an insight into how sad my days are. I'm obviously still lying low at the moment. Not much going on after the old appendix. So flicking through the channels as you do, and Sky Sports was on, and it was classic Rangers v Celtic game. I think it was from 2011 at Ibrox. I thought, watch this, why not? Trip down memory lane. So there's Stephen Naismith. He's got the ball, clips it in, I think, to the chest of Jelovic. Takes it down, sort of hooks it over his head. Kyle Lafferty's through and goal, slots it away, wheels off to celebrate, but the offside flag is up. The offside flag goes up straight away. Kyle Lafferty turns around, head in his hands. He can't believe it. Then there's the action replay with the commentary line, "It looks like Mark Wilson's playing him on." And there's Mark standing at the back post, claiming with all his might for this offside flag. And he was the one that was playing him on, and they got the decision.
It just shows you the influence I have in officials.
Honestly,
see, I bullied him into it. But
Roger Moore was playing him offside.
I was standing there going, "Oh, please be offside. Please be offside."
Roger Moore. Oh, hold on. That is a really, really big turnaround in events. Rangers fans, listen up. Young Boys are now losing. Two goals in quick succession from Porto means that Porto are leading in Switzerland. So as things stand, Rangers would not be going through tonight. This has been a real roller coaster. Remember, if Rangers draw, they need Porto to drop points. Is that right? You're going to correct me if I'm wrong, because you two are all across this. Nah, don't worry, we've been studying hard. If Rangers draw, dropped points for Porto would see Rangers through. But the problem is, Porto are now winning. Porto are going to get 3 points on the board as it stands, and Rangers' plight would roll on until next week.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers players will come off the park if it stays like this, and think perhaps they've done enough. But what a turnaround that is in that game. Porto and this group, I think, have been very poor at times. But to go away from home and dig that result out, if it stays that way, terrific result for him.
He's still keeping up. A draw, as things stand, I have to repeat that because it's important. Yeah. Things can change. A draw next week against Young Boys would put Rangers through.
Still a good position.
Of course, it is.
I mean, if you offered Stephen Gerrard that at the start of the group, especially against Young Boys, who I thought Rangers played very well against in the first leg, but Young Boys obviously score in the latter stages to win the game, I think Stephen Gerrard would have been happy with that scenario. Going on to it, knowing what you have to do, avoid defeat and you're through. And I think it's a realistic possibility. If it stays this way, we've still got 7.5-8 minutes to go.
That's group stage football for you, Gordon. A few moments ago, Alfredo Morelos put Rangers 2-1 up, and Porto were losing. Rangers not only were going through, they were cruising through. And as it stands now, Porto have turned it around. They lead by 2-1. Rangers have been pegged back, and Rangers won't go through tonight unless something changes.
Yeah, and we've still got, what, 8 minutes left, Gordon? In this game, the way it's been going, I think something could change. But when Rangers, yeah, you were right, they were cruising. Everybody thought, yep, that's enough. 2-2 away from home would have been a great result. But two quick goals is turning that full thing on its head. And as long as you don't lose another one, and Mark's right, yeah, if the worst scenario was at home, and the next game, the last game against Young Boys, then you would have taken that, Gordon. You've got to fancy your
chances. Right, we're going to take a call from Sean, who's on the line. But just very quickly, let's check in on tonight's teaser. Big thank you to Eric, who sent it in. And if you want to hear your question in the future, the address you need is fulltime@clyde1.com. Eric says, can the guys name the last 10 non-Scots to play for Celtic, be capped by their country, and whose surname begins with a vowel? Do you want to give us the vowels again, Gordon?
You know I know the vowels.
Let's hear them.
You want me missing one out?
Let's hear them.
E-A-E-I-O-U.
You missed out I last time, didn't you?
Yeah. Right. I'm struggling.
You've got Christopher Iyer and Emilio Izaguirre.
El Yunusi.
Lovely, well done.
Come on, anytime.
22 caps for Norway.
Chip in. I'm taking it as full international caps. So Edward obviously doesn't count.
He doesn't.
Did Matthew Adams play for England?
Right, where they are. End of show. End of show there.
Who is Matthew Adams?
Adam Matthews.
He's meant to be the expert as well in punditry.
Oh, I'm struggling. Oh, brilliant.
Big Matthew Adams.
He turned his name about on his. Oh, that's the best one so far.
Matthew Adams.
God.
My goodness.
You know, so I was actually thinking to myself, who's this guy?
He was capped. Matty Adams now.
Superb. Right, let's go back to the phones. Sean is a Rangers fan. Sean, it's been a bit of a roller coaster tonight, is it not? What have you made of it?
See, to be honest, this is crazy, right? We're top of the group now, but I would rather go second tonight. Because see, if we go second tonight, it means the qualifier, so I want Paul get beat half Young Boys and let us go second in the group to actually go through tonight. Because if we stay top of the group tonight, it goes down to the final game.
Right, not really, but I'll try and just let's provide a bit of clarity on the situation. Because Porto are winning and Rangers are drawing, it has to go to next week. So Rangers could have got away with a draw, but they need Porto to drop points, Sean. Mm-hmm. So as it stands, Rangers would need to basically get a draw or better against Young Boys next week.
Correct.
Okay, so what have you made of tonight?
Well, see, the first half we were very, very poor. The second half, we actually played quite decent, but the first half we could have been 3 or 4 done.
Yeah, it's been a strange game, hasn't it, Gordon? Like, Rangers deserved to take the lead, and it looked like that point they would go on and win. But at the same time, they could have been a few down by then, because Alan McGregor's been in great form.
We said in the first half, Gordon, I think the Rangers were very fortunate to get 1-0 down. They come out, Morelos, 2 terrific goals, you've got to say. All of a sudden, total control of the group and the game, and it's just turned his head. And I think Steven Gerrard will be disappointed. I think he'll be delighted with the reaction, obviously, after half time. But I think the losing a goal as quickly as they did, I think, will really disappoint the manager. But at home, you've got to fancy Rangers. If a situation is a draw or a win, you've got to fancy them at home in front of packed Ibrox.
Sean, 5 minutes or so to go. Would you like to see Rangers really, really go for it, really open up and try and get the win tonight that would put them in a strong position? Or are you happy just to try and hang on for this point? Because actually, that's not the end of the world either.
I just want Young Boys to win and Rangers to draw.
Yeah, listen, the problem is with that looks like some way off now, because Young Boys are now losing to Porto. It's not like that game's level. But Mark, that group is just so finely balanced. So it's
Yeah, it's a tough one to call just now, because we've looked at the group and we've had a good look at all the teams just now. You probably couldn't call it. I mean, I was just saying a few minutes ago, Steven Gerrard would have probably taken that scenario at the start. But I mean, Rangers have played well in almost, well, probably every game they've played in, you know, and he's probably thinking, in another night, we could have perhaps sailed through and had this tied up. But all these teams are capable of beating each other. So you're not quite sure what you're going to get for Young Boys when they come in a couple of weeks' time. And you're not quite sure what's going to happen in the other game. That's what makes it so interesting, this group.
Thank you to Sean and Craig N for the call. On tonight's teaser, we're looking for the last 10 non-Scots who've played for Celtic, capped by their country, and whose surname begins with a vowel. We've got Christopher Iyer, Mohamed El Yunusi, Emilio Izaguirre, Matthew Adams was not one of them.
It was worse than that. I thought, I'm in there, I was saluting right, you're going, yes, you're beauty. I mean, Scotty Arfield must be one Canadian. Then I realised the
Celts. Jeez,
Darren a day.
Yes.
Oh, well, you Darren. Are in fire.
You know, somebody's put your fire out.
You've got 4.
Scott Arfield and Matthew Adams.
You've got 4. Can you get one more? Can you go halfway?
Must be a goalkeeper in there.
Why must there be a goalkeeper?
There's a goalkeeper in every.
Do you think our goalie's more likely to have a surname that begins with a vowel?
Yeah, I'll bet you.
No, there are no goalkeepers in here. Forget it.
No goalkeepers whatsoever?
No.
None with gloves?
No.
Okay then, right, so there are no goalkeepers.
Joe Ingeberge, is that one? No. Does that count?
No. Nope, it does not.
Oh, I like a wee.
Like a wee what?
There's still
Hold on.
You're not done with the current players yet.
El Yanoussi.
You've said him already.
El Hamed.
Hatem Abd El Hamed. Well done. 5 down, 5 to go. We'll get them next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors. The league leader for compensation. Talk to Thompson's.com. Celtic and Rangers in Europe on Clyde One with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and score a tap-in. Please gamble responsibly.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson here with me, Gordon Duncan, and it has finished in Rotterdam. The final score, are Rangers through, Andrew McLean?
Well, it's Feyenoord 2, Rangers 2 here. It's a draw, but the game between Young Boys and Porto is still going on, so we'll need to wait and see whether Rangers do make it through tonight. But Porto are currently 2-1 up in that game, and if it stays like that, and it is an injury time, if it stays like that, then Rangers will need to wait until the next match day to try and seal their fate in the last 32. As for this game, Alan McGregor had to make a brilliant save from Stephen Berghaus, a header from him in 19 minutes in to keep it level. Leroy Fair's rebound then hit the upright. Rangers then gave Jens Toornstra too much space at the edge of the box. His shot deflected off Philip Helander in the 34th minute, and it nestled into the bottom corner for 1-0. Rangers knew they needed to do something after the break, and 7 minutes after the restart, Ryan Kent whipped in a brilliant ball to Alfredo Morelos, and he headed home for the equaliser. And it was that man again that did the damage in the 62nd minute to turn the game completely on its head. Another great cross, this time from Borna Barisic, and the Colombian striker flicked this one into the top corner to put Rangers 2-1 up. They couldn't hold on for long though. Feyenoord's Colombian striker Luis Sinisterra tying the Rangers' defence in knots before dinking it over Alan McGregor. I'll have one last check to see whether that game in Bern is over, but it's not. It's in the 95th minute of play. Porto still winning 2-1. As it stands, Rangers will need to wait until next week to seal their last 32 fate. But the full-time score here in De Kuip, Feyenoord 2, Rangers 2.
What a game, what a group. Rangers are actually top of their group. They're top of Group G on 8 points, unless we get a late winner in that other game. But they still have work to do next week, Gordon Deal.
Yeah, and the positive of the work to do next week is
packed. It's the week after next week.
Yeah, sorry,
my mistake.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of games to go before that. Is the fact that it's at Ibrox in front of a packed house. And you would probably take that at the beginning. And if Rangers play the way they have been, especially at home, then they'll get into that game very, very confident indeed, Gordon. As I say, they don't need to worry about other results. They just need to get in there, make sure they put a performance on, get the result and get themselves through to the last 32. They will be disappointed tonight because they were at one point in total control of this group. A bit of bad defending at 2-1, lack of concentration as well. But they're still in control of their own destiny.
I mean, at the same time, Mark Wilson, to take 4 points off Feyenoord, 4 points off Porto, yeah, and be top of the group going into the last game. I mean, it's the old saying, isn't it? But if you had offered that to Steven Gerrard at the start of the campaign, you would no longer have that hand.
It shows how far Rangers have came under Steven Gerrard. In terms of European football last season, pretty decent as well. This season, I think they've improved again, going away to Feyenoord. And there will, you know, as I said, and yourself, Rangers will be disappointed because they got their necks in front. But you have to put it in the context. It's away from home in Europe against Feyenoord, and it's another very good performance. There was patches in that first half that Feyenoord overran them, but they came out and steadied the ship and got their necks in front again. That's very difficult to do, to raise your game again in the second half against a quality side in Europe. And they did that. Disappointed at the goal they lost, but I tell you, it's another terrific result for them away from home.
Celtic are already through, of course. They're trying to win their group. Let's go back to Celtic Park and get a recap of the teams and a build up to kick off with Alison Conroy.
Yep, just about 10 minutes till kick-off here at Celtic Park. Celtic against Rennes. Celtic know that they can win the group tonight if they beat Rennes and Cluj drop points in Rome. So for Celtic will be Fraser Forster in goal, a back four of Maritzbauer, Chris Julien, Christopher Ayer and Greg Taylor. Then it'll be Livian Cham, Scott Brown and Callum McGregor, with the three of James Forrest, Ryan Christie and Lewis Morgan. On the bench for Celtic tonight, Craig Gordon, Nir Beaton, Lee Griffiths, Scott Sinclair, Tom Rogic, Mikey Johnson and 18-year-old midfielder Scott Robertson. It's a weakened side for Rennes, of course, because they are already out. They can't qualify. Neil Lennon says they won't be taking their foot off the gas despite a slightly changed team with no Odson Edward even on the bench. But Lee Griffiths is there if needed.
Right guys, how do you see that one panning out? Just about 10 minutes to go until kick-off. There is an incentive there for Celtic. It's not a weak team by any stretch of the imagination. It just doesn't have that focal point that Odson Edward up there.
I think Ryan Christie's good enough to play that role. I think he's shown in this European stage how much energy he's got, and he's a real driving force. So I think he'll fit into that role fine. I think Celtic will win tonight. I think they'll win 2-0. As you say, I think the players that they've brought in are good enough to go and beat that side that Ren have put out. So I'd be pretty confident if I was Neil Lennon going into that.
Just a bit of confirmation. It has now finished full time 2-1 to Porto, 98 minutes played in Switzerland. So they put us through the ringer tonight. But it's as we thought it would be. Rangers go on to the final match day. A win at home to Young Boys would see them top the group, and they'll go through with a draw as well. So that's the picture. What about tonight at Celtic Park, Gordon?
Yeah, like Mark, I think Celtic will have enough in their locker. I know that we're looking at Christie may play through there. I think you can change it about a little bit. Forrest can go through the middle and play as well. I think they'll rotate. They've got good movement from middle to front. Strong at the back, Gordon. So, yeah, I think get home tonight. No pressure whatsoever on them. Of course, they want to win the group. I think they will have enough to go and win that game against a weakened Rangers team.
Right, let's round off tonight's full-time teaser. Thank you to Eric for sending the question in. He's looking for the last 10 non-Scots who've played for Celtic, capped by their country, and whose surname begins with a vowel. John McElvanny sent a couple in. I think he's only got one of them right, though. There's a few more coming in on Twitter. What have you two got? You've got El Hamed, Ayer, El Yunusi, Izaguirre, O'Day so far.
I'm chipping in with one.
Quick then.
Effie Ambrose.
Yeah, well done.
Good one.
But that's what I'm chipping in with.
Didi Agat one?
No.
You know, play for the Reunion Islands?
He's not the last 10. It's the last 10 players to do it.
10? Listen to the question.
You said Enrico Anoni. He's not even been capped. You're having a shocker.
Right, Gordon, clue time, really.
Well, do you know what? You've got a bit of time.
Doesn't matter.
I've not started the Super Scoreboard music yet. So what you got? Three to get, is it? Four.
I thought I got up with a stick on.
You're not done with the current players.
Oh, really?
The problem with this guy is
he's no played.
You don't really see him.
Oh, right. The winger. Starts with an what? A. The winger number
Arzani.
That's it, baby.
Great teamwork there from you two. Yeah, well done. Tap in from Wilson after being set up by DL. Yeah. Daniel Arzani, right, three
nice
to go.
Struggling, room, mate.
Right.
What year did you leave Celtic?
2012.
Yeah, you probably played with two of them. Don't get me wrong. They didn't have like sterling Celtic careers. One of them's gone on to do pretty well, must be said.
Just think of the guys when you were sitting in the house, they were away in international duty.
I was the only one up in its time. All 25 of the squad were picked for our country.
A couple of my teammates to tell.
Right. You might get these two because they were there when you were there. The third one, forget it. Just honestly, forget it and go up the road. What about if I told you their country? Is that
right,
the best way
there?
Yeah. Right, the first one, Nigeria.
Ooh. Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
I played with him.
Well, he was there in 2012. I don't know specifically.
Center back.
I think he played once for Celtic. It was against St Johnstone, if that rings any bells.
2 years have went head to head in the Hall of Fame. Think of who that is.
He also played for Kilmarnock, I seem to remember, for a spell.
Ooh. Ibrahim.
Rabiu Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Well done.
That's right.
Right. The other one who has gone on to actually have a pretty decent career since leaving Celtic, a very good career actually, Australia. I mean, he's got 33 caps.
I said Australia.
But he only played once for Celtic.
Jackson Irvine.
Well done. And the last one, the one I told you, absolutely no chance.
His initials.
We're going way back to 2000 for this one. He only played twice for Celtic.
Which country?
Venezuela.
You know your Venezuelan football.
Initials.
FDO. There's no chance you'll get it. We could be here until
Francis.
No. What, Venezuelan?
No.
Fernando de Ornalas.
I've never heard of him, have you?
Never heard of him.
I'll tell you what, go home and look him up. We're about to kick off between Celtic and Rennes. Well done to Rangers, a decent point. Still work to be done next week. Next time, I keep saying next week, next time out against Young Boys. We'll give you all the post-match reaction tomorrow night from 6 in the company of Hugh Keevans and Peter Grant. Callum Gallagher's up next, stay right there.
Super Scoreboard with Thompson's Personal Injury Solicitors, the form team for compensation for more than 40 years. Talk to Thompson's.com.